Yeah. abundantly above all you could ask or think, according to the power that works within you, God is able to do just what he said.
Don't give up on God. Be separate to me, then I will. How many know that in life, sometimes we live on the mountaintop, and sometimes we live in the valley? Ladies Retreat 2012, how many were there? Sister Granquist was a speaker, along with Sister Heidi King, and it was Friday night. I'll never, ever forget it. Before Sister Granquist came to speak, she had her daughter come and sing the song that we're about to sing right now. And never, ever, ever in my life has a song ever ministered to me as much as that song ministered to me. Because at the time, I was living in the valley for so long. And that night, I think I was one of the last people to leave the altar. God put such a stirring in my heart and a desire and a passion deep down within me for what? I don't want to say, like, you know, it was a calling, but it was a calling for something. I don't know what yet. It hasn't been revealed to me, but I have that passion still.
Amen.
And I remember going back to my room, and the girls in my room can testify to this, that I just couldn't stop singing the song. And tears were flowing down, and then that song had ministered to me for months and months and months to come. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through this without crying. But if you're living in the valley, this song is for you.
Amen.
Because God will bring you through it, and He is with you. And what I learned from this song is that no matter what comes our way, we need to praise Him in advance for the victory. No matter what you're going through, God is there, and He knows it. And He's with you every step of the way. So worship, please, as we sing.
Praise the Lord. This will be our last song for the morning. You know, in the Bible, I think of all of the times that God spoke. He spoke to Abraham and he called Abraham his friend. Jesus called the disciples his friends. He called them brothers. But out of all of the times that that Jesus called Abraham his friend and called the disciples friends and brothers, the response of the disciples and the response of Abraham was always to bow before him and say, "O Most High God." If you notice, all of these songs exalted Jesus as God, because that's just who he is. He is God and there is none other beside him. So maybe in this place today, you might be a visitor. It might be your first time here. You might have been here before. And you feel something just gut-wrenching in your stomach. And to you, it seems like this uncomfortable feeling that you've never felt before. Or maybe you have felt it before and you just didn't know what it was. Maybe you feel a warmth around your body right now. Let me tell you, that's the Spirit of Jesus. Amen. That's the Spirit of Jesus. And He is calling you to come before Him, just as those disciples this morning, and to bow before Him as God. If you would bow your heart before Him as God in this place today, let me tell you, you will never be the same again. Every situation will be changed for the better when you bow before Jesus as God. Hallelujah. Lord, we yield ourselves to You right now. We bow before You as God. Lord, open the floodgates of heaven as we exalt You as the Most High God. Lord, would You come, Lord? Would You move in somebody in this place right now, God? Lord, that somebody would repent, that somebody would be baptized in Your name and have their sins washed away, God. That somebody would be filled with Your Spirit, Lord. Come. Soften our hearts towards You, God. Let us know that You are the Most High God. Our Father, Creator, You hold our hearts together. There's no one higher than mighty Savior, there's no one higher than You. And You are always with us, gracious to forgive us. By Your power, we've been set free. And Lord, we stand amazed in Your presence. In wonder, You reign with love forever.
Book of Revelation is a book of prophecy. It tells what's going to happen, what hasn't already happened. All of the rest of the Bible is history. But in the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation, it records the first song service in heaven. And it describes it like the sound of thunder. It describes it like a tsunami, waves crashing into the shore. You know, I want to go to heaven, and I want to be comfortable there. And apparently God is going to give us liberty with glorified vocal cords. And sometimes people get the wrong impression that we've infringed on decency and perhaps we've become a little fanatical. I don't know if you could be more fanatical for God. There was a man who was blind. His name was Bartimaeus. And he knew Jesus was coming down the road. And he had a need. Everybody else wanted to have church like they always had. But blind Bartimaeus said no. He yelled out, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." They said, "Quiet down." No, no, that's not what we do. "You don't understand. I'm blind. And I know there's somebody coming down the road that can take care of my need." And it wasn't long before Jesus made his way right to blind Bartimaeus. Because he was, well, a little radical. And he said, "What would thou have me to do?" He said, I just want to see. And it wasn't but a second later that he could see everything. I came into a place like this blind. I wasn't aware of a spiritual world that was in existence. And I'm saying this morning, if you have a need, I know maybe this might sound primary, but maybe if you need a healing or you want God to change something in your life, that you would just stand up and make your way down to this altar and simply say, "Jesus, would you touch me this morning?" I wonder if somebody would walk out of here healed. Somebody walk out of here delivered. Because we've been basking in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we continue to worship, would you raise your hands and just ask God for what you want this morning? Glory to God.